Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello and welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Carlene Higgins, and this is my sidekick of many talents, Jill Dunn. Hello there, Jill.
Hi, Carlene, and thank you for the lovely intro. Hey, Pod Fam. So, of course, our longtime listeners know by now that we are two former magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters, and our show is all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. And we have a founder episode today, and it's about a brand that definitely ushered in or almost became an archetype of a new era of a beauty aesthetic, I would say, and that's Ilia Beauty.
Yes, Ilia founder Sasha Plavsic joins us on the mic. Fellow Canadian, very exciting. And to your point, Jill, some may call it a clean beauty aesthetic. That's what it was being called. But it's not about being clean. It's not about being dirty. It really is about that fresh, glowing skin that everybody just clamors for these days. You see it all over, you know, the Instagram and TikTok girlies. And Ilia really did come to represent the epitome of that skin look with its iconic super serum skin tint SPF 40. I love that it's SPF 40. It's $48 in the US, $62 in Canada, around 30 shades. And I personally know so many people who are just obsessed with this product. Like, ask me for samples, cannot get enough.
Yeah. And we actually have a promo code for this brand, everybody. We have 15% off with Ilia Beauty. So if you are wanting to try it yourself, we'll link to that offer in our show notes as well. Love a promo code coming through. And I think it's really amazing on the skin, especially for myself in the winter when I just need some life coming back to my skin. I mean, I'm kind of oilier. So I think in the summertime, it's maybe better suited for drier skin types. But honestly, like, put it on and take a selfie and try not to be wowed with what your skin looks like. Like, truly.
Yeah, it's true. And I have had my beef with skin tints in the past. We all know. But some of them are just so watery and they don't build up at all. And of course, this, like, it's not going to give you a lot of coverage. It's not about that. But I do see the beauty on other people's skin of how they just like radiate. And like I said, I like to wear it in the summer and I get extra SPF. It's amazing. So we know this product is totally popped off. We did put it in our Hall of Fame. That's H-A-U-L of fame. And although Ilia has just exploded since the skin tint launched a few years ago, it was actually pretty quiet up until that moment. And I think a lot of people don't realize that the line has actually been around since 2011. So it's over a decade old. And I think that's part of, Jill, like, what drew us to talking to Sasha is like, how do you pop off so much later in life as a brand. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's tough to do.
It is. And it was such a niche brand that was at these like very cool department stores like Colette in Paris and things like that. So and then it became this juggernaut at Sephora. So we really wanted to dig into that story with Sasha today. And some people might be surprised to know that when it did launch in 2011, there were only 6 lip tints as part of the brand. Yeah. The complexion really didn't come till much later. And, you know, Sasha's going to tell us all about that in our chat today. And the business, it's just slaying. It's $100 million brand in 2021. 40% year-to-year growth in 2022. It's all about that dropper, baby.
And acquired by Corteng Clarins, the parent company of Clarins, which I think is fascinating as well because it was their first ever acquisition.
Yeah.
So just ahead, Sasha's going to tell us about how her upbringing on the West Coast in Vancouver helped lead her path to where she is today and how studying design in London and New York helped to inform Ilya's minimalist design.
We'll also find out which category Ilya is betting big on for 2024 and why she recently pumped the brakes on what was primed to be the brand's biggest color launch of the year, even after issuing all the invites, the media knew about it. And I thought that was so fascinating and really, you know, a peek behind the curtain of what goes on when maybe the product launch doesn't go exactly as planned. Plus, we find out what Sasha and Pamela Anderson, of all people, have in common.
Welcome to the pod, Sasha. This episode is brought to you in part by Ritual. So you guys know I'm a beauty editor turned beauty podcaster. What does that mean? It means I'm very skeptical and I have a high taste level, high expectations over here, whether it comes to my skincare, my makeup, or my multivitamins. And thank goodness I have found a multivitamin that suits my preferences. I mean, I love a Scandinavian minimalist design. I love things that are well-crafted, clinically backed, and Ritual ticks all of the boxes. First of all, let's talk about what it looks like on the shelf. It's like got this clear packaging. It looks so good. They have this patented beadlet in oil formula in the capsule so you can see through it. Like it just looks very cool. And then when you take them, it has this minty kind of essence about it. So they're really easy kind of going down. Now let's talk about what's in it. In the Essential for Women 18 plus, those are the ones I take. I just take 2 every morning. And it has 9 key ingredients that basically do all of the things that I need them to do. So there's no guesswork for me. And I'm lazy/busy, so that's perfect. I just take those 2 and I'm done. So for brain health, it's got omega-3, for example. For bone health, it has vitamin D, magnesium, boron. And for antioxidant support, vitamin E. And all of the 9 ingredients are traceable, so you know where they're coming from, they're high quality, and again, they're clinically backed. So it's really ticking all of the boxes. So we have a promo deal for you guys. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Ritual is offering our listeners 30% off during your first month. Just visit ritual.com/breakingbeauty to start Ritual. Or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/breakingbeauty for 30% off.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, The Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. Remember to subscribe. We drop new episodes every Tuesday, so see you then.
So excited to have you here. And, you know, it's extra special because we're Canadians, all three of us. We're meeting
Canadians
here in LA.
In the house.
And woo. I know that you lived here for or in Orange County for quite a long time, but you're back in Vancouver now. But if you can rewind a little bit and tell us about growing up in Vancouver and what that was like for you and what the vibe was like. What's the vibe check?
Yeah, it's interesting. The vibe check was very nature-y, mm-hmm. I think. And I grew up in an area, for all the Canadians out there, for people that know Vancouver, it's just past Horseshoe Bay on the way to Whistler, an area called Howe Sound, where you can see whales and dolphins sometimes. Mm. You couldn't actually when we were kids because there was a paper mill
yeah.
in Squamish. But it's funny, the whole area has actually regenerated itself. It was beautiful. And there was like 20 homes in this little bay where I grew up. So in the summers, we were all just on the beach and running around and building forts and illegally flattening pennies on the train tracks and just having like a really good time. So I think, you know, and there's like a feeling when you're, I mean, there's all this stuff about grounding today, but as a kid, I think in that period of time in the 80s, I was so lucky to have that and be exposed to that. And then my dad, who was an immigrant, was an architect and also a sailor. And we had a little sailboat and would go sailing up to the islands.
Gorgeous.
Mm. And it's so funny. I haven't actually gone up to an area until this summer. It's called Desolation Sound, and it's very desolate. There's actually no reception, to a point where I went out of reception for 5 hours in this bay, and Verizon unhooked my phone.
Wow.
Because it went into SOS mode, and they actually, like, it took 24 hours to turn it back on because they thought it was stolen.
Wow.
So it's really, like, off the grid. And as you guys know, certain areas in Canada are off the grid. Mm-hmm. And I was more appreciative of that than ever. It was almost like a full circle moment, because my kids were out in this little area where there's a little community of cabins running in the dirt, not coming home until late at night, or sleeping underneath the stars in a tent with their friends. And I'm really appreciative of that upbringing, and that I have an opportunity to show that to my children.
It's amazing. And actually, there's a lot of like luxury spas popping up. Yes. In the, like, what's that one called? Nimmo Bay Resort or something?
Yeah. Nick Axelrod just went there. He actually DM'd me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he was with Necessaire.
This is where all the cool kids are going now, everybody.
Okay.
So, you know, you'd like take cold plunges in like wine baths, like what are those, like wine barrels basically,
and
with like the backdrop of the mountains, very beautiful, very very rustic, quote unquote, but it's still like five star all the way.
No, it's so rustic. And I think, like, with all the stress of what we're going through today and how much people are working and how fast things are, I would go on vacation, you know, with my kids, which isn't really a vacation, but I'd feel a little bit better. But I went into the woods for 10 days this summer. I'd walk for an hour and a half every morning. I'd cold plunge in the ocean, which isn't that warm, but and I felt better again than I ever had. And I think it was just spending that time out in the fresh air and out in nature and
unplugged.
Feeling feeling really good. And I think our country really has that to offer to whoever wants to take advantage.
And so was your mom, I read she was something of a pioneer in the organic food biz. Is that true?
Yeah. So when I was a kid, my brother was born when I was four, and he just was a super sensitive baby, and he had asthma and all these allergies that came out after like roughly when he was one. It was really bad. Like, he was in the hospital all the time. We had to get rid of all the rugs, the curtains, and all the food. And this was the era of cheese slices and, you know, a lot of processed foods.
Yeah, KD.
Yeah. Like, and happily.
Yeah.
But it was really affecting his health. So we made a huge switch. And at that time, there wasn't any, I mean, at the goat's milk even available in the grocery mm-hmm. store. So she actually was one of the people who helped get Safeway to start carrying goat's milk.
Wow.
In the Vancouver region. And then there was an organic food co-op that her and a bunch of other moms put together for other kids that had different sensitivities. And they would divvy it out of a garage. We would jump on the trampoline in the yard. And that's how organic food was working back then. It would come straight from the farm.
You studied in New York and London. So what took you there? Or what did you want to be?
Yeah. So in school, I went to school and I look back on my life and I do think high school was probably the biggest waste of time. I hate to say that, but when I look back on it, I don't think I learned anything. I probably did.
Right.
But I didn't learn anything creative. Or mm-hmm. if I did, it was not very much encouraged. It's like, you know what, mm-hmm. you need, especially in Canada, that was way more profession based. And mm-hmm. I think even still is.
Yeah.
It's not very entrepreneurial in many ways. Like, have a profession, have a job that can make money. Don't be an artist. You mm-hmm. know, and my dad, who was an architect, he's like, don't be an architect. Mm. So I think there was a lot of encouragement to find a pathway or a career that I would be able to support myself and be independent.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with a focus on profession, but is it right for that person to be a certain professional?
Right.
So I just still decided not to go into a profession like such as legal or mm-hmm. medical or... But I did decide to go into graphic design. So I did a multimedia program. I mean, just that name itself kind of goes back 25 years. And that was at the Vancouver Film School.
Right.
And I worked in web design for a couple of years. And that was great. Mm-hmm. And I was making good money. I was like 21 years old. I had a boyfriend that was doing the same thing. It was a really exciting time. Like all the Adobe programs were coming out. And then 9/11 happened. And jobs were scarce. It was a really strange time. And I wanted to move to New York and try and get a job. Mm-hmm. And even though, you know, it was just a strange time. And because it was a strange time, I was kind of thinking to myself, okay, I'm 22. What do I really want to do? And I spoke to one of my best friend's dads, who's English from Northern England, and he's an engineer. And he was so straight with me. He's known me my whole life. And he's like, why do you want to work? You have your whole life to do that. Why don't you go back to school and get a degree? What are you doing? You know, he's like, you got your whole bloody life to work. And so I did. And I had the opportunity to look around. I wanted to go to New York. It was too expensive. So I went to London and I did a typography degree in graphic design, which was really like a true art school. It was the London College of Printing, which I think is now the London College of Communication. Mm-hmm. It's part of, I don't even remember the name of it. The Institute of Arts, I mm-hmm. think. Well, Central St. Martin's, mm-hmm. Institute of Fashion. All of those are like connected together. So it was a really creative school.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so you began working in fashion and beauty from there, or how did you sort of make the entree into the fashion beauty world?
Yeah. So I started in branding.
Yeah.
I worked for a branding agency in London mm-hmm. during my time that I was studying, and they had a firm in New York, did an exchange to New York, also did an exchange to FIT, ended up finishing the degree and was going to stay in New York. And then my dad had heart condition where he needed a triple bypass. So I went home.
Mm-hmm.
So at 26, I went back to Vancouver, stayed at home. The surgery wasn't great. So there was a very slow recovery. So I worked with Canadian magazine Nouveau, mm-hmm. which you guys. I was working with them.
For them.
Yeah, doing some graphic design and some styling. And then the guy that I was with, who was in Toronto, said, I got a job offer in Orange County in Newport Beach to be the creative director of one of the action sports companies. Let's go start over, because we were kind of on off. And I remember I asked him, where's that? I was like, that's not New York City. That's not London.
Right.
And I was like, no. We're supposed to go to New York. And he's like, listen, this is a great opportunity. I can get out of debt here. And it's Southern California. It's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let's go try it. So he flew me down on my birthday. We were in Laguna Beach and it was beautiful. And I said, okay.
Yeah. You're like, I guess I'll stay.
I guess.
Okay. So in 2011, that's when you sort of took your fashion and beauty experience to the next level, because that's when you launched and debuted Ilia. So that was 6 limp tints. And I remember reading about it in Vogue. I remember the month that it launched. And because I was like, wow, this little indie brand from Vancouver has this, like, I don't know if it was a quarter of a page or something in Vogue. And you know, it was just like aesthetic and clean at the time when we weren't really seeing that. So how did that come to be? Why lip tints?
Yeah, I think so. When I was in Orange County, I worked for an eyewear retailer and was doing rebranding. My last gig was with Urban Decay Cosmetics. So I had experience in kind of like fashion beauty in some ways. But personally, I was having really big struggles with my skin. So I'd had acne since I was 13. I was always trying to find products that worked. I have food sensitivities too. Actually, I just did a test and I have a lot more than I realized.
Oh my goodness.
But I think my skin's sensitive. I have foods. I just am sensitive as a person. And so my lips would get really dry too. And I always felt like I loved certain products, love them for their color and their performance, but I could never really find something that was nourishing or making my skin the same or better. It usually was making it worse. So I felt like there was a big hole in the beauty industry at the time. This was in like 2009.
Yeah.
And it's like there was natural stuff in the, I guess the natural food stores at the time. Yeah. And then there was really glitzy brands in Sephora. And then there was much more luxury brands based at the department stores. But there was nothing cool at Barney's Co-op at that time.
Right.
It's like, what is the makeup or skincare of Barney's Co-op? I think that was what was in my mind. Like, what's
genius?
What's the Isabel Marant of beauty? Like all those little niche brands, there just felt like there was a gap.
Yeah.
And that there was also a lot of marketing out there that was saying the product was going to do something for me. But when you really looked into it, it kind of wasn't. And physically, invisibly, it wasn't either.
Yeah.
So I felt like there was an opportunity.
Amazing. So how did you get into Vogue? Like, that was a big deal at the time. Or am I making that up? Did I misremember that?
I don't even, I know that I got into W. I know. Okay. Yeah. And I think my first, I've mentioned her a few times on different podcasts. It was Crystal Mears with Daily Candy. That was the first time. And we had online orders and there were 50 of them in one day. And it was like the biggest moment, probably still for me. It's like, wow, this is really happening.
Yeah.
But I think it was, I don't know, it was me being really passionate about trying to make a product that was a lip tint that could be moisturizing. It could also be like a lipstick. It had nice packaging. The packaging was somewhat more sustainable. We had to make it even more sustainable lately. But it, yeah, I think it was, I was really passionate about it. And for whatever reason, people liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, Ilia today, that was back then when it was like a slower grind. It wasn't an overnight success.
Oh, no.
And since 2017, I've read that the company's revenue has doubled year over year. And now everybody knows about the skin tint. But yeah, it was like it took a long time to get there. So tell us about a time when, was there a time when you thought about throwing in the towel?
Yes, there was many, many. There were a few pivotal ones. But yeah, so brand launched. It took 2 years. It was a $25,000 line of credit. Living next to my parents, living at home. Instagram barely existed. So it was a very, very different time. When like I talk to younger founders today, I'm like, what I did, I don't think you can do anymore. You may, you probably need more capital earlier, but I was able to go into debt on credit cards and just do it on my own and work with little boutiques, a lot of lifestyle stores and three different garages. It, and honestly, a lot of experimenting. A lot of our products, I'm going to say, sucked. They did.
Yeah. Like, I love that you said that.
For like the first like 7 years, I was trying to figure out how to formulate what is now called clean, but there was no name for it then.
Right.
So I'd go to the labs and I'd be like, they usually, how it works in beauty, so people know, labs will give you presentations and you pick a product and you put your packaging over top of it. You can modify things slightly.
Right.
But they generally won't want to build from scratch.
Yeah.
Some of our products are modified. Many of them, especially some of the bigger ones, are built from scratch.
Right.
And to do that, you have to have a very convincing argument and a great relationship with the chemist to go there and make it happen, try and create something new. So that was really the first several years of experimenting. And sometimes it would work. Like, we still have our powder out there, our loose powder. We still have our multi-sticks. There's a couple items that are still there, but there was many more that were discontinued and then reimagined several years later. Yeah. So we were only a couple million in business for the first 7 years. There was like three of us.
Yeah.
It was a project.
Living and learning.
Living and learning.
This next sponsor is one of our longtime loves, The Way. So Carlene and I just returned from a work trip to Paris, lucky us. And no matter what. It's always a dream to get away. See what I did there? But seriously, the only hair product minis that I brought with me were from The Way. I cannot leave home without the travel size version of the detox shampoo. It's got apple cider vinegar in there. I love how deeply it cleanses my scalp, removes that product buildup, but it never strips my hair. And I brought my trusty mini size leave-in conditioner because I had to be sure to have those tousled, soft, perfect French girl waves the entire time that I was in France. And did you know, even if you can't get on a plane, The Way has a whole range of fragrances that pay homage to fashionable cities around the world. So there's an Eau de Parfum dedicated to London with their Dean Street blend, and Sydney with their North Bondi scent. It's really beach inspired. And of course, they've allowed us to get whisked away to Paris as well with the Rue Saint-Honoré Eau de Parfum that combines notes of violet and white musk and gardenia. It's really feminine and floral, really beautiful. So don't miss your chance to get away this season. Fill your sleigh with gifts from The Way. So The Way's best-selling hair and body products are the best gift for effortless routines, perfect for you and everyone on your list this season. And we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. Don't miss your chance to get away this holiday season. Go to theway.com, and that's spelled theouai.com, for 15% off site-wide when you enter promo code BEAUTY15. That's theway.com, spelled theouai.com, for 15% off with code BEAUTY15. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our website.
This episode is brought to you in part by Every Plate. So I don't know how many of you know this, but I am a devoted meal kit user. I've been using them for years because I love that it saves me trips to the grocery store. Meals are ready in 6 simple steps. And I love that pre-portioned ingredients are delivered straight to my door. It takes all of the thought work out of it for me, so I don't have to think about what ingredients I need to buy to make this delicious meal. And it's healthy. It leaves me more time to focus on other things like this podcast, for example. However, I know that a lot of meal kits can be expensive. You really pay for that convenience. So that's why I want to let you know about America's best value meal kit. It's called Every Plate. Every Plate is cheaper than takeout. There's no hidden fees, and you can add more items to your cart if you want to create some delicious holiday meals. And of course, you only pay for what you need with those pre-portioned ingredients. I love it when I have leftovers too. I always like manage to add it to something else, so I get a lunch out of it as well. Every plate is delicious and it is great quality. That's the thing. You're not sacrificing, even though the prices are better value than leading meal kits. Every Plate recipes include only the highest quality ingredients, including sustainably sourced seafood that meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium seafood rankings, so you know that your meals will be fresh and flavorful. And we have a promo code for all of you. This is the best part. Get a meal for $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49BREAKINGBEAUTY.
subscription must be active to qualify and redeem that dollar steak, okay? Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49BREAKINGBEAUTY. Remember, your subscription must be active to qualify and redeem that $1 steak. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website.
I feel like the meeting with Sephora really just changed everything when it comes to this brand. So can you tell us a little bit about that partnership, that journey, and how it sort of like took you to that next level?
2015 rolled around. 2016, I think I just had my first kid. And you actually asked if I was ever going to stop and throw in the towel. And it was right around that time that I wanted to stop because I was alone. I didn't really have any help. My husband was gone 8 months a year. I had this baby. My dad died. There was all this stuff that happened. And financially, things were really hard. I didn't have a lot of backup there. So I actually was ready to stop. Went to that meeting at Sephora, sat next to the head buyer. And she said, well, I don't really like natural, but we want to give this a try. And I said, well, I don't really know Sephora and I'm going to need to have somebody come help.
Yeah.
So she said, I've got someone for you. And that was when our CEO started consulting with us, Linda Berkowitz. She came on as a consultant and eventually came on full time as a partner. Mm-hmm. And that was what helped catapult and build that Sephora relationship. Mm-hmm. And it took actually a few years for them to really get on board and launch the brand. Mm-hmm. But we just kept planting seeds together and kind of waiting on the timing and perfecting the product before we kind of really pulled
the
trigger.
I read a quote somewhere that said that Sephora had said to you, you're not a lip tint brand, you're a complexion brand.
That was Linda's quote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that would have really changed the direction for Ilia, because now we really do know you as a complexion brand. So that seems to be the game changing piece. And so what was in her head that she, you know, had this idea for this direction? And how did you come up with this formula? Because it was pretty unique at the time.
I think complexion's scary for most founders out there in beauty that are building something in complexion. It's a lot. You know, you're dealing with like the whole face, usually dealing with a multitude of shades. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with the reaction on up the skin. Lip was so much easier and lip is color. So I think, when she joined, we were roughly 60% of our business in lip, which is wild. I know. I see somebody from the company smiling and laughing in the corner right now. It's really unbelievable. But if you want to be a healthy makeup brand, you really want to have your golden complexion. Okay. And from a business standpoint, you get a lot of loyalty there. And when mascara, which is where we decided to build.
Yeah.
I think also I was finally ready. And I think also the labs were ready to get to a point where we could really build something that would really benefit the complexion. Because I was still having a hard time getting to that point where I would see a change in my skin. And technology wasn't quite there yet. It's almost like I started too early and had to wait. But the skin tint came about after that baby was born. And I was in the bathroom trying to put on my SPF and my moisturizer and my tint. And she was crying. And she would cry really loud. And I remember thinking, I cannot handle this. I just need one item. I want it to be easy and I want my skin to look like skin.
Right. And then you're like, I've got an idea. I'll put all three in my hand at one time, smash them together, and throw it on.
It was like that simple. Yeah. It wasn't that simple to formulate. I think there were like 35 those poor people when we had to put them through to get to that formula. So I really, there was a certain goal. Like it had to feel weightless. It had to be buildable. It had to make your skin look like skin. And that's something that we've trademarked, skin that looks like skin. Even if you have acne, like to completely cover it, it's not even necessarily about completely covering it. It's about fading it and still having your skin come through in some way. But it had to have a high SPF. So it's SPF 40. We used a new technology around it. And then we had to infuse it with effective levels of skincare ingredients. So a lot of the time you'll have ingredients that are listed in a product, but they're not necessarily in there at an efficacious level. So we ensured the niacinamide was in there at 2%, which usually between 2 and 4, you can see a nice result. Allantoin is an anti-inflammatory ingredient that the FDA has approved for eczema, rosacea. So it's in there at an active level. And then squalane is a really great moisturizer for elasticity. It is a dewy finish. And I think people, if you have normal to oily skin, don't put a moisturizer underneath. If you have dry skin, maybe use a little bit of squalane oil or something simple.
Mm-hmm.
And by having that freshness on the skin, it really creates bounce, luminosity.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you look like your skin's alive.
How has your perception of clean beauty changed? Because it is different now than 12 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, 12 years ago, it was green beauty.
Mm-hmm. And I remember green beauty. Oh, my God.
Green beauty.
Flashback.
Greenwashing.
Greenwashing. Greenwashing.
First, it was green beauty. Then it was greenwashing. Then it was clean beauty. Yeah. And now it's like, what is clean beauty?
Yeah.
What is clean beauty? I mean, I think that's what's really tricky about clean beauty is that everybody has their own definition. Mm-hmm. Sephora does have a list of you can use this, you cannot use that. So they do define it pretty clearly. For Ilia, clean beauty is really where the best of synthetic, a safe synthetic, and the best of natural come together.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter the percentage. It could be predominantly synthetic based or it could be predominantly natural based. But ultimately, you are creating a product that is going to be super efficacious on the skin and that will actually make your skin visibly look better immediately and over time.
I have a question. Do you have any personal hacks or tips of how you like to wear it or get it to last longer when it is 100 degrees outside?
For the skin tint?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, is it a long wear product of 12 hours? Probably not.
Yeah.
Will it fade a little bit in the day? Mm-hmm. Yes. Sometimes when you have long wear, your oil and your skin will want to break through and it looks like your face is almost deconstructing itself maybe at 3 p.m. in the day.
Yeah.
So I think for skin tint, if it's really hot outside, try it without a moisturizer or any base. It has enough moisture in it that your skin should be okay. And then you can take our soft focus finishing powder and you lock it in where you just kind of dot the T-zone and go around, or another finishing powder that you like to kind of help lock that in more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people don't read directions. So you're supposed to shake it, everybody, before using it.
Yes.
And people don't know that.
Yeah. No, it does separate.
Yeah.
There's a natural separation.
Yeah.
So you do need to give it a good shake and you do need to try it on its own or with, like I said, a base, like a squalane or something simple. When people say like, this doesn't work for me, it's like, well, is it not working for you because it's not working for you? Is it not working for you because you have like six other different products and moisturizers on underneath and don't know how to talk to it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And that can be for any product.
That especially foundation. We were just talking about this at the hotel, the foundation primer moisturizer thing, man. Don't get me going. Anyway, so last night you had an event here in LA that unfortunately we couldn't come into. We missed it. It was for the launch of iStylist. And we talked just before we jumped on the mic that it was the launch for iStylist, but it didn't actually launch. Tell the people what they're missing.
So, or coming soon. Tell the people what's coming soon.
It's coming soon. Yeah. So we had a beautiful event with Tapan Collective. The founder over there is lovely. She became an instant friend. And just really, just to talk about the event quickly, it was really a collaboration of art, color, and the colliding of two spaces. I think so often with beauty events, it's all about beauty. And the world's so much bigger than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, with my background in art school and my dad being an architect and just an obsession with color, it seemed like such a natural fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've bought some other pieces before as well.
Oh, cool.
So ultimately, we had three artists do three different pieces. There's one who's more of a surrealist type painter, a photographer, and a watercolor painter. And they took our iStylus and actually mixed it into the artwork.
Very cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that was the project.
Mm-hmm.
And we were previewing iStylus in order to talk about it because we did not launch it.
Right.
And the reason we did not launch it is that pieces had gone out and big orders, big commitments, and some of the pieces would arrive fine and others wouldn't. They would arrive damaged.
Okay.
So when you start to see that, and that's for anybody that's had a makeup brand, that's probably happened.
Right.
But what is the percentage that's going to happen to?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to know until you launch.
Right.
So we started doing a lot of looking. And ultimately, we realized that there were some issues that happened in production. And when we did certain checks, we were like, okay, no, we're fine. And then when we did other checks, it's like, actually, okay, we're not.
Right.
And many brands, especially if they've been bought, would probably be in a position to have to launch because you do have numbers that you have to commit to.
Right.
But we are very lucky that we were aligned also with Clarence. We had to ask permission to not launch because the risk of launching when there is a percentage that could be 15, 20, 30% potentially damaged, we have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So usually everybody wants a number to work off of, but you don't really know until you launch.
Yeah.
So ultimately we made the decision to postpone the launch and we will be launching in 2024 after we've done a little bit more due diligence.
Yeah. I just think from the customer perspective about the disappointment of ordering something, spending the money and then having it be crumbled. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of respect for just putting the brakes on it.
Yeah.
Waiting, getting it out right, and also having a level of transparency about that. I mean, it is what it is. And I think it's much preferable to the alternative. So
yeah, no, we
that's my view.
Mm-hmm. I think we, like I mentioned, we had to have an all hands meeting with the team and they were probably thinking, are we going to get fired? No, you're not going to get fired, but we're going to postpone this. And this is the reason. And our integrity is really important. I actually think as any brand out there, you kind of only have your integrity.
Right.
And truthfully, like maybe things would have been okay, but with the present information we had, we just made a decision that it was too big of a risk to risk our integrity because we're known as a brand that builds great product. Yeah. And actually the product is great. There's nothing wrong with it. And it just sometimes in a bullet, it can shear off. Maybe it was the heat.
Yeah.
But ultimately we think it was a little bit more. And so we have to do more due diligence. And it doesn't mean that they're never going to break because lipsticks break at times too. But it does mean that we have to look a little further and we'll celebrate it. We have all the content for it. We're going to auction off those pieces of art.
Incredible.
And actually donate the proceeds to OLA, which is it's Heart of Los Angeles. So it's a charity for kids in underprivileged communities. They can have after school activities for arts, academics, and just really discover their full potential, which I think is like we talked about in school. I thought it was a waste of time. I'd like for a kid to know that it's not, and they can maybe really find their potential earlier. So the whole idea around it with the product, with the launch, we don't need the product to do that idea.
Yeah.
Right. So we still had the event, but that's how they all go together.
Pausing to share a word in partnership with Beyond Miracles. So if you'd love to give your skin a little refresh before holiday party season, I wanted to share with you a K-Beauty inspired treatment that I've personally tried and loved. And you want to think of it kind of like liquid microneedling. It allows you to achieve the same or better results as traditional microneedling. But here's the best part. It requires no numbing, there's no blood, there's no physical needles, and there's virtually no downtime. So it's called Beyond Miracles Cell Story, and they have an at-home version called Beyond Miracles Miracle Talks. And what makes this so special? It's really all about the delivery system. It's unlike anything I've tried before. So with their proprietary microsphere ingredient that's derived from hydrolyzed freshwater sponges, Beyond Miracles products are clinically proven to improve the appearance of skin issues such as pigmentation, fine lines and wrinkles, elasticity, blemishes, sagging skin, and pore size. And I love that it can actually even be used on active acne breakouts, which is really groundbreaking in my opinion. I definitely noticed that my texture was so much more refined. Any breakouts that I had were just flattened. It was totally a miracle, truly. So if you'd like to know more, actually, Carlene and I did a whole episode about our experience with the Beyond Miracles Cell Story treatment. We interviewed esthetician Crystal Coro in episode 304, where we gave way more in-depth insights about the benefits and our experience with the treatment. And spoiler alert, we both want to do the treatment again. So if you want to try the professional service, you can visit beyond-miracles.com to learn more and find a provider. And exciting news, they're offering the whole Breaking Beauty fam a promo code for the at-home Miracle Talk system. So use code BEAUTY to receive 20% off your first Beyond Miracles order at beyond-miracles.com. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website.
This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So inspiring to hear from our founder today, Sasha Plavsic. And if you listen right through till the end, she talks about the power of encouraging art in kids and letting them know that they can follow their dreams and be successful, reach financial goals just by following their dreams. I love this idea so much. And there's another program that if you want to support this type of mentorship is going strong right at Macy's. They're supporting Big Brothers, Big Sisters now through December 24th, where your online or in-store donation will help match kids in your community with a positive mentor, empowering
empowering children across the country to reach their full potential. So I'm sure you know about Big Brothers Big Sisters. Since 1904, they've been matching adult volunteers with kids age 5 through young adulthood in communities across the country. And that bond is just so special. It's really rewarding for the adult, and it really helps to promote mental health and encourage academic success and build confidence in kids who really need somebody to look up to. I love this idea so much. And since 2022, Macy's has donated over $4.8 million to Big Brothers Big Sisters mission. That's awesome. And this year they've done this special program where they've created gifts featuring designs by 19 of the littles. That's what they call the kids in the program. Now through December 31st, they'll donate 50% of your purchase to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So one of those items is a plush teddy bear, and the other one is a Big Brothers Big Sisters mug. So it features like doodles from the kids who are in the program. So special. So go ahead, make that purchase or make your donation right now. You can learn more at macys.com/purpose.
And how about skincare? Because you have launched some skincare, the Cleanse Soft Foaming Cleanser, an eye cream, I think a serum before that. So what's happening in that arena for coming up?
It's interesting because at Sephora, they have worlds. They have skincare, mm-hmm. hair care, fragrance, makeup, and they each world is their own world. And at Ilia, I really see it as one world. We just want to launch great products. So if it's in skincare, if it's in makeup, ultimately they should be, it's great product and somehow it's living together. But whenever we're introducing a product, we usually like to make sure that it talks back to another one. So you can kind of, I always say, make a 3-quarter turn. And to your left, you'll have a product that complements it. To your right, you'll have another product that complements it. So for example, with our eye cream that we launched earlier this year, it is a plant-based retinol. It has a cooling ceramic tip and a little bit of brightening benefits. So it is perfect to pair underneath a concealer. And it hydrates and sinks in, doesn't slip slide around, which is usually a big problem with a lot of eye creams when you're mm-hmm. using a concealer. And sometimes, because that skincare world is so different, they're not necessarily designing that eye cream to go underneath mm-hmm. a concealer. So I'd always have people complaining like, oh, you know, this is moving around. And it's like, all right, well, let's see if we can solve that and create a link, a 3-quarter turn, you know, back to the concealer mm-hmm. with this eye cream. And we did. And like, shockingly, it became the number one selling eye cream in Sephora overall, just within a matter of a month. Wow. So there was definitely, I think,
That's crazy.
A need
yeah.
for that mm-hmm. and to create a great product that worked and that worked well with makeup.
I can't wait to try it. I haven't had a chance to try it.
Okay, I'm trying that next.
What other beauty products do you personally love? Like if we were to glance at your top shelf, do you have a lot of stuff you'd like to try? Or
so it's, and this is tricky. I'm trying a lot of samples yeah. all the time. Mm-hmm. So if people look at my bag, it's usually lab labels
okay.
that are in there. But what have I been using for a long time? That's a really good question.
I feel like you're a fragrance girly. Why do I think that?
For fragrance?
Yeah. Do you like fragrance?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Because you're very sensitive.
I'm set. So,
am I right?
Yeah. So there's only one, like I do like some of the Byredo ones, like the De Los mm-hmm. Santos that yeah. came out, I think is really beautiful. I like more earthy smells. There's one from Molecule.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know if you remember that brand. I think it's Eccentric 01.
I like that one too.
And it's got like purple and black.
As sensitive types can deal with that one pretty well.
It is because you can't smell it because it's pheromone based.
So, well, it's got a scent, but it doesn't have a lot of scents. Isn't it one ingredient?
Yeah.
It's pheromones.
But like, some people can't smell it on me at all. And then I have somebody across the room who will walk over to me and they'll be like, you smell amazing.
Right.
And they can smell it because it's that pheromone.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when bees, I guess, say, hey, come build your nest right. over here. They spray that out. And I guess it's the same type of yeah. thing, but it's,
do you yeah. get kissed randomly in the street?
Yeah. All the time.
That is a miracle fragrance. What's your favorite place to hang in Vancouver and LA? West Coast lady.
Oh, that's good questions. There is a little bakery in my neighborhood in Dunderave on the North Shore called Temper. And okay. we actually know the owners. My brother went to high school with him. He worked with Thomas Haas, who's like a really great chocolatier.
Okay.
So I love going there with the kids mm-hmm. and getting a coffee, and he has the best almond croissants.
Oh, I love an almond croissant. Is this area anywhere near Pamela Anderson, by the way?
No, but she is on the island, and I did meet somebody yesterday who's also from that area. It's not. She's, I think, over like on Courtney or Comox, there's probably some really cute little cafes and bakeries there,
too. Yeah, because when I watched that documentary that she did, I was like, I wonder if people like pilgrimage over to her where she lives, right? And like trying to catch a glimpse of Pamela in the wild.
I mean, she said something so wise that the trees knew her since she was like a little kid. And I was like, wow, that's profound.
Those little
incredible
moments.
Incredible.
She reminded me of Marilyn Monroe, I swear to God.
Yeah. And now she's in the Aritzia campaign.
Rebirth.
I know actually the person who helped with that.
And really?
That, it's such a great idea.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. And just really, I think she's so fun to watch on screen. And it was, and she looked amazing in the clothes.
Yeah.
So do you have anything you can share? Like any?
We were in her bag. I think it was Vogue? So I think it was British Vogue, and we were in her bag, and she likes the concealer. And what was the other one?
The bronzer.
And the bronzer. The concealer and the bronzer. And so, we sent her product. It's a Canadian thing.
Yeah.
I love her latest, like, glow down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She looks so great and comfortable in her own skin. I'm just happy for her. I think once she told her own story, she just seems really comfortable in her skin.
Yeah. But she, like, it's funny, when I watched the documentary, like, the same type of feeling that I had this summer, which I haven't had since I was like a kid, and similar to those trees, so to speak, like it's in your bones,
right?
In a way, and like you feel, it feels like home.
Right.
And there's something about the nature, and there's something about it that just feels like life can be really fast, especially in LA or in growing this business down in the US.
Mm-hmm.
It's fast, and when do you take a moment to not be fast? And sometimes you actually just have to completely remove yourself. And so when I saw how she removed herself and how I kind of even removed myself, it's like we both kind of had the same idea in some way, and because we just wanted to be, I think, at peace or a little bit more quiet.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much, Sasha. And is there anything that we missed today or any sneak peeks that you want to get for 2024?
I'm looking over at PR. At the beginning of 2024, we're going to have something. I don't know how much they want me to say. I always feel like I'm going to get very little. I'm getting a very little signal. But there'll be something in skincare.
Okay.
Where your skin's going to want to drink it in, so to speak.
Okay.
So
you said it was mentioned already. Face milk.
I can say it.
She allowed? Okay.
Okay.
Green light.
So it's a it's a face milk, and it is like let your skin drink it in. It's just really, it makes your skin feel really bouncy. There is face milks out there. I have done some trips to Korea.
Okay.
So this was inspired a long, long time ago, and I do think it's different than what the offerings are already on the market, and really excited about it. And I think because a lot of our products have so much moisture already, if you have more normal skin, this is a great add-on as a boost of hydration, but it's like a light moisturizer in a way. And it just really kind of sets the base, so to speak, for any other complexion.
I have to try this because I've been in love with the Good Light Face Milk Essence and the Laneige as well. So I need to try this. And of course, there's Rode now too. Okay.
Yeah.
Big trend for 2024.
Milk. Milking it all.
Yeah.
Milking everything. Thank you so much, Sasha. It was great to connect.
Thanks, you guys.
And learn a bit more about you and your story, and excited to see what's next.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at breakingbeautypodcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday. Like a cherry bomb, like a cherry bomb.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.